ladies and gentlemen, you're now chilling with the baddest female DJ in the motherland. If you know me, you know how we do it. Are you ready now? Come on. One time. Two times. Let's go.
Apprehended 88 illegal immigrants in Lusaka and Mufumbwe. Luangwa Town Council Secretary Grayson Sakala has emphasized the importance of utilizing institutional assets to their fullest potential. In international news, Uganda's defense minister has defended the recent killing of a suspected terrorist. And in sports, former Sundowns joint owner Angelo Tichlasa has died.
And now, Power FM News.
With Upfront and Reliable News every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. The Lusaka Regional Immigration Office has successfully apprehended 55 suspected illegal immigrants. The suspects were arrested on Monday during a routine operation conducted in various parts of Lusaka, including Matero, Ballaston, Makeni, Kanyama, and Garden Compounds. Immigration Chief Public Relations Officer Namatin Shinka said the suspects, aged between 18 and 45, include 35 Burundians, 12 Congolese, 4 Rwandese, 3 suspected Burundians claiming to be Zambian, 2 Tanzanians, and 2 Malawians. He said all were apprehended for being undocumented and conducting business in shops without immigration permits. They are currently detained at Kamulanga Police Station, pending further immigration formalities and possible prosecution. On the same day, the Solwezi Immigration Office, in conjunction with the Kasempa Immigration Office, apprehended 11 Tanzanian nationals during a targeted operation against illegal gold mining activities in Mufumbwe District, Northwestern Province. These operations bring the total number of persons apprehended by the department on the 23rd of June 2025 to 88. The Zambian Civil Liberties Union, ZCLU, has urged the government to withdraw its ongoing court action aimed at stopping the burial of former President Edgar Lungu in South Africa. The move, intended to bring the late leader's body back to Zambia, has instead intensified tensions between the government and the Lungu family, who insist on managing the burial without government interference. While President Hakainde Hichilema's efforts to repatriate Edgar Lungu's remains reflect commendable intentions, the ZCLU warns that pursuing legal action risks deepening divisions in an already polarized political climate. Isaac Mwanza, executive director of ZCLU, questions the claim of public interest in this matter, suggesting that the president has made sufficient efforts and should now allow the family's wishes to prevail.
We believe the president has done enough to try and bring the body back to Zambia, and it's time to let go. We urge President Hakainde Hichilema to reconsider his government's approach and advise the Attorney General to withdraw the court action. Instead, the president should focus on healing and uniting the nation. Showing goodwill to the Lungu family after the burial would be a more constructive use of the government's efforts. The South African court's prompt response to this matter is also very commendable. Given the precedence of the family wishes being prioritized in South African case law and the independence of their courts, it is unlikely the verdict will favor the government's position. We believe, as Zambian Civil Liberties Union, it is time for the president to prioritize national healing and unity over this court battle.
Luanga Town Council Secretary Grayson Sakala has emphasized the importance of utilizing institutional assets to their fullest potential. Mr. Sakala said the council management conducted a tour of institutional farms and properties as part of a strategic move to assess and fully utilize the commercial assets under its ownership. The tour began at Kavala Manja, where the institution owns more than 100 hectares of land. The team later proceeded to inspect another property located in Chitope, which sits on approximately 60 to 70 hectares of land. Mr. Sakala, considering the current depressed economic environment, it is essential that they revamp all their commercial ventures and create sustainable income-generating opportunities. He noted that the visit opened management's eyes to the immense potential that lies in these underutilized assets. Among them is a site with 16 fish ponds, which the institution intends to rehabilitate and put to productive use. He also mentioned that the institution will soon engage stakeholders and policymakers to ensure a collective effort in unlocking the value of these resources. The National Construction Council, NCC, has expressed concern over the significant gender gap in the construction sector. NCC Public Relations Officer Chama Mwansa revealed that from 13 construction projects inspected in various parts of the country since the beginning of the year, a total of 286 workers were male, while only 6 were female. He noted that the figures highlight a persistent gender disparity in the industry despite ongoing efforts to promote inclusivity. Mr. Mwansa further disclosed that the council issued over 8,000 certificates to companies and individuals in the construction sector. He added that 97% of the certificates were issued to local firms, indicating strong domestic participation in the industry. In international news, the United Nations says investigations into the suspected human rights violations and war crimes in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo cannot proceed because of a funding crisis. In a letter seen by Reuters news agency, the UN Human Rights Office, or HCHR, says the cash crunch is due to the failure of some countries to fully pay their contributions, compounded by United States cuts in foreign aid. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Booker Turk has said that the Rwandan-backed M23 rebels, Congolese troops and allied militias fighting in the region have all committed human rights abuses. Speaking last week, he said